Although I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas, this podcast is not therapy and should not be used as therapeutic intervention. Many of the products and practices mentioned are for educational and informational purposes only. Should you need support, please seek appropriate, qualified, and licensed professionals. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist, the podcast where we navigate the murky waters between what society expects and what it means to truly live, embrace the messiness, the beautiful chaos of life, and celebrating the rebellion in the process. Whether you're a recent graduate, a seasoned therapist, or someone just curious, there's something here for everyone. But before we dive in, make sure you join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect to other like-minded souls. I'm your host, Shauna Lovin, a seasoned therapist and wellness educator with a very rebellious spirit. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's rebellion. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist. Okay, so today's episode is one of those ones where it definitely hits a nerve. So don't come for me. I'm just only giving the truth and giving the facts. Some of this comes from me personally, things that I have experienced, but it also comes from a lot of therapists that I hear from in the community, or they have somehow expressed these things themselves. And so I decided to dedicate a full episode to it. So here we go. We are going to talk about how grad school fucked us. Yes, I said it. They really did a number over on us. So let's think about, like, globally as the bigger picture. Now, our system, our mental health system is dysfunctional. We all know that. We have some states that are better than others, but the system as a whole is very dysfunctional. And yes, I live in Texas. So if you're here in Texas, we are still behind the times. So we need to figure out how to catch up to at least be a better functioning system. But some things that come out of this dysfunctional system is there is really a lack of empathy. It's like all of a sudden we have all of these mental health companies thinking they can do it bigger and better. But there's no empathy behind what they do. And then they create other problems within the system itself by doing that. And it leads to like all kind of things with the therapists themselves. So I'm not going to get into that. That could be a whole nother episode within itself. But let's stick to grad school. And so if we are functioning in a system that truly lacks empathy, then the system itself also leads to burnout because one, we are not operating in alignment with like our calling and what we're meant to be doing. And we're basically in this space where this is what they tell you you need to do. And that's not always in alignment for you as a person, right? The other thing that comes out of this dysfunctional system is that we get in this space because it's very adversarial system in some respects. We are not sure of ourselves. Like when you think about when you went to supervision, once you finished school, you started your supervision to become licensed. One of the biggest thing that comes up a lot is imposter syndrome. But what is behind that is that you are just not confident in yourself. And the system of grad school did not make you confident in yourself. So, I mean, come on. The other piece that comes out of this dysfunctional system is that we are just not managing our own shit. We're just not. We have our own stuff, our own traumas, you know, all of our own things happening, and we are taught to, you need to compartmentalize yourself so that you can basically help others. And you can't talk about, like, what is it? Because these are the things that make us human too, is our own shit, right? But when we are disconnected from ourselves, disconnected and compartmentalize everything about our lives, how is that helping us, one, not be burnt out, not have imposter syndrome, not deal with vicarious trauma? Like, how does it help all these things? It doesn't. And so we first have to look at that. If we are operating in a dysfunctional system, things can't get better until we fix the system. So how do we fix the system? You know, I don't know. I have my theories, but a lot of it does start in grad school. And it's just going to be taking time on how we are teaching things or what are the things that we're teaching about. But the other thing that comes up in all of this is that, okay, we have this dysfunctional system. Now we're moving into the world. And they put you in this prescribed box, as I like to call it. And basically they tell you, you need to pick a practice. You know, you don't have permission to pick and choose for yourself. Basically they say, you pick something, this is what you do. And something that I am learning now, even though I've been licensed for many years, is that there's limited teaching on actual theory versus modality. And we are fed to believe that modality like CBT, DBT, ACT, you know, like all these things with the little techniques, those are modalities. But no one is talking about the actual theories like Jung, psychodynamic, like, you know, there is a difference. And so there's this expectation of, you need to know theory, but when we don't, it's like, well, what's wrong with you? You should know the theory, but in reality, they're teaching us the modalities. So there's a disconnect there. The other piece that comes with this is, like, they don't teach us how to be therapists in real world and have practical applications of anything that we do. Because here's what the textbook says, this is how we're supposed to do it. But when you actually get in the real world, it's like, what the fuck? This is not the same. It's not remotely the same. And so if we're working in this box that they gave us, it's a very limited box, very limited. And so you have to be that person to kind of step outside of the box, you know, because when we're not confident in our own practices, we wonder, why are we doing what we do? We wonder, why does it work? You know, this is how, with the confidence we have in what we do and in our practice, is how we can make informed decisions to actually help our clients. It's also how we can provide safety in a therapeutic space. But if we're working in this box that they gave us, the box sucks and it ain't working. So there's that. The other thing that kind of happens coming out of grad school is they give us this, like, mindset. They really fuck with our mindset. It's scarcity. You know, they tell us there's too many therapists. We're not unique enough. We're the martyrs and we're here to only help other people and we can't help ourselves, which impacts us financially. And that's a whole nother topic. I'll get there in a second. You know, and like I said before, we're not dealing with our own stuff, our own traumas, and that really impacts how we work with our own clients. It can be dangerous, you know, and at least at minimum, even if you're not working on your own stuff and your own trauma, at least if you know and you understand yourself and your story, at least it helps you work with your clients a little bit better, because one, you'll know what your triggers are, you'll know what your pet peeves are, you'll know the things about you and how you can either leave that out of the therapy room or kindly bring it in, because remember, we are not compartmentalizing ourselves, right? So our mindset is one of the bigger things other than just being in the box. And our mindset is what limits us from maybe taking leaps and bounds or starting your practice or, you know, maybe expanding the practice you do have, or if you have a practice and it's keeping you in, keeping you small, and we have to really kind of work on our mindset in order to move past like what has been taught to us or what is expected of us. The other big area that comes out of this is money and business, like plain and simple. I mean, they don't teach you how to run a business because it's not just about providing therapy or being in a therapeutic relationship or the modalities or the theories. It's not about that. If you are in private practice, you are running a fucking business. And we don't know how to do that. And you have to figure it out. And you have to find people who've been doing it to help and invest in yourself to help. And, you know, but that can be hard when you've been told that you're not doing this for the money. Like, you don't make a lot of money being a therapist. Well, that could be true depending on where you're working. I pray for you agency folks. I pray for y'all and hospital folks. But if you are moving into your own space, the idea of you making more money on your own is a possibility. You know, they teach us like, take what you can get, take whatever money you can get, take whatever you crap you get from supervision. Because remember, if you haven't listened to my episode about supervision, y'all should go back to that one. But some supervisors out here are crappy and they're only teaching their supervisees what they want them to know versus let's try to learn the world when it comes to therapy, or encouraging your associates or supervisees to dig into something and then come and bring it to the group. Like, we don't have to take what's been given to us. We really don't. You know, if we're not making money in our practice, then how are you really fulfilling your calling as a therapist? Because if you're so worried about money and business that you're not making progress, you can't pay the bills, you can't do the things, then how can you show up fully as your therapist, as a therapist, I should say? It's really hard to do that. So if we are essentially working in a dysfunctional system that freaking breaks our mindset, puts us in this box, and then tells you like this is what you don't do, or you don't get any money for what you're trying to do, how the heck are we supposed to think about like how we do better? You know, if you just took a moment and you thought about like, why are you having such a hard time living a full life and being a badass therapist? Because I know you can. We have to look at where we started. Like, this is something that doesn't change overnight, but it's something that you have to work towards making a difference within yourself and then within your community, your immediate community, within your state, and then the community as a whole. It's also looking at, you know, we have been misled by other people in the community as a whole, too. Again, think about like those big box, you know, I'm not going to call them. Well, yes, I'm going to call them out. Better Health, Alma, Headway. I mean, you know, the list goes on, because they're telling you you can have a great life, but then they're making you work like, you know, too much. And they're making you feel a certain way because you're not living up to their standards. Like, we're being misled that that is the way, but when it really is, think mom and pop, that's where it's at. The other reason that I think we have a hard time on shifting this narrative is that we are stuck in old patterns and beliefs. And sometimes that leads to resistance. So we come out of grad school thinking like, I'm not going to make a lot of money. I'm not in this for the money. you know, I have to work for someone else, like an agency, a hospital, like I got to work for somebody else, the government, whoever, and I can never be on my own. And then because that's the old pattern and the old beliefs, we have a lot of resistance when we do try to move outside of the box and do something for ourselves. But the thing is that instead of giving in to the resistance, maybe we should learn to embrace the discomfort, because sometimes growth comes out of just overriding the old, creating new patterns, creating new beliefs. Like if we just ride the resistance and just kind of be in the thick of it, something beautiful can come out of that. Resistance is also what helps us pivot. It is, you know, not just you doing all the hard work, but it's a way that the universe is working for you. You should listen to my last episode about is, are you listening to the universe? But all of these things help us, and growth helps us be better therapists as a whole, right? So if we actively move away from what we've been told and how they have fucked us over for years, we become better therapists. So I'm going to encourage you to align your purpose, or align with your purpose, connect with your community, because sometimes the fear that we have goes a long way. It creates action. It creates an experience. And just because it's fearful doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it, right? It teaches us a lot of things. And if we're aligning with our purpose and connecting with the people that can maybe help us get that or get there, or maybe encourage us to get there, you got a win-win situation. You just really do. But ultimately, all of this change, getting unfucked, all of these things starts with what feels good to us. And in our integrity, our values, our morals as a person, as a human, right? If you start there, all the other things will follow. So I'm going to say this was the main reason, like the way we've been treated for many years and the ways we haven't grown or the ways we have grown. This was the foundation on why I created the Rise of the Misfit Maven community, because there was a lack of guidance on how to live in that space between being a therapist and being a human. And a lot of these things that we deal with, you know, the dysfunctional system, the mindset, the money, the business aspects, being in this box that they put us in. Part of that is, how do you function as a human? But yet we are all therapists trying to just function in this world. And the two are clashing so much. And so if we learn to live in that space in the middle and embrace the messy, crazy, whatever that's happening in there, and if we do it together as a community, we can effectively change the community, right? So if you're with me on let's stop getting fucked by our community, I encourage you to join me. I hope this was helpful for somebody. Until next time.
Thanks for joining today's rebellion with me. Remember, it's okay to be a hot mess sometimes. It's all part of the journey. Until next time, stay rebellious, stay authentic, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Don't forget to join the Hot Mess Rebellion community, where you can connect with other like-minded souls. And anything mentioned in today's episode will be linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, you share with a friend, you leave a review, and you keep coming back for more. This podcast was brought to you by Healing Roots Wellness and Botanicals. For more information, please visit healingrootswab.com.